more on the season and more on the coming games because, of course, as happens, it seems every week, not only some injuries, but it just feels like there's been a litany of injuries to prominent players this year. There really have been. And for more, let's get to Novacare Rehabilitation Injury Report as we are joined today by Dr. Arjun Ramprasad, who joins us, and he is a primary care sports medicine doc at Jefferson Health Orthopedics in Center City and in Langhorne. Doc, good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
We're better with an Eagles victory. We love it. Now, we wish they weren't so banged up. Probably nothing too serious yesterday, but Darius Slay, of course, has left now three games in a row, and he often comes back in. First two were with a knee, yesterday a groin. Do you get a sense when you see Darius Slay move around what could be going on out there with him?
And is it possible the groin's connected to the knee?
Yeah, that's a good point. It certainly can be. You kind of have the whole leg really working in sequence. So when he's trying to run, cut, pivot, plant, so he may be favoring that knee kind of not on purpose just because it's bothering him and feels good as he gets treatment through the week. You get to the game, you warm up, okay, I'm ready to go. But then you get caught during the play. Maybe he tweaks it as he goes. It starts to aggravate, and then there's some compensation that's automatic, and then he might end up where there's a play where he ends up with a strain in the groin too. So maybe helpful for him to get some time off, but it's not as big an injury where he's unable to play, unable to sprint and cover. He's the starting, you know, veteran quarterback on the team too, and he's a captain, so you know he wants to be out there. But John would know about playing is everybody's going to have nicks and be banged up during the season if you're going to play in the NFL.
So what the heck were we looking at with Lane Johnson? It looked like he got rolled up on in the second quarter and he was on the ground. He crawled off to the sideline. I was so worried. But then he was back on the field the next series. It might have been the next play even. How did he manage that, and what was the injury? Do we have to look at that moving forward?
Hopefully not. When he got hit, the first thing I thought was, oh, man, I'm really worried that something bad happened because he was just flopping like crazy. And,
yeah,
and the
sure.
one replay showed that he got rolled up on the back of his ankle. So I'm not sure if it was a calf or just the ankle got caught and turned. But when that happens immediately, I mean, there's an immediate pain response. Your body is telling you, hey, something happened and this is an issue. And at first, it can be really painful. The strange thing could be that what's great in this case is as soon as he got kind of up and off the field and that first shock faded, okay, I can put weight on my foot. I can get off the field. And then kind of the body's endorphins can kick in and help numb and kind of just you don't feel the pain after the shock. Sometimes it's as bad a stretch you get blown up and you can't get back out there, but his really was just a momentary tweak, which is great because you see that play sometimes and it ends up where people get, you know, an Achilles blown out or sure. they get a bad ankle tear, even a lower leg fracture. That was what happened last week. One of the other players, well, not in the Eagles game, but there was somebody else who had a compound injury is that for the season. So,
Godwin, yeah.
Yeah, Chris Godwin, that's right, the Tampa game. So thankfully.
Well, Aiden Hutchinson also. Tibia mm-hmm. and fibula.
Brutal, yeah.
Yeah, and Hutchinson's was really, really bad. And nothing, nobody even touched him. It's just he caught it in the wrong angle.
Yeah.
Yep. Dr. Ramprasad with us right now. Of course, Novacare Rehabilitation Injury Report. Doc, do you have any sense, I know you're not treating Joel Embiid, but from afar, what in, like, the world could be going on with him? I mean, they had said prior to the season, all right, he'll miss three games. They didn't say he'll play game four. They just said he'll miss three games. So what do you think's going on with him?
We might need more than a couple minutes for that conversation.
That's right.
It's. I actually have been, only talked about it a couple years ago. His knee is kind of just a constant issue at this point. He's had two meniscal surgeries. There's been multiple meniscal tears, so he already is kind of compromised in the shock absorber there. It's hard to say exactly because he did play in the Olympics, and he didn't look great for parts of it, but the last couple games he looked like he was moving pretty well. So So I'm not sure how it affected his progression in the offseason, but I'm sure their plan is, hey, how can we figure out how he's going to be ready to go in April and May? But it's not really forthcoming of, is he really recovering from an injury? He's just not physically ready, or they're saying, hey, you know what? We're just going to try not to overload his knee. And I think the precedent they're probably using is what Toronto did with Kawhi Leonard a few years ago.
Sure.
Which worked well for them, unfortunately well enough that they beat us in the second round. But at the same time, it's hard to see. None of us have seen him even practice, let alone play. So is it swollen? Is it aggravated? Or are they just really kind of slowly bringing him along? You know, they talked about back-to-backs and stuff like that. So it's hard for me to say. I don't know when he's going to come back, but I guess there was kind of two things. One is you play him and you hope that you get lucky through the season like last year, but then he gets an injury and it ended up really, you know, compromising him for the year, or you're just going to try to hold him as carefully as you can, avoid back-to-backs if he gets a tweak set out for a while, so he hopefully by March could play at full speed.
Absolutely.
And less likely to get hurt because he isn't getting worn down from all those extra minutes.
Yep, Dr. Arjun Ramprasad with us here. Well, Doc, we appreciate your perspective and expert analysis here today. Of course, for everyone listening, make sure for more information on Dr. Ramprasad, you get yourself to ortho@jeffersonhealth.com. That's ortho@jeffersonhealth.com, the NovaCare Rehabilitation Injury Report. Thanks, Doc.
Thanks a lot, guys. Have a good one.
You too, Doc. Good stuff, man. I like that he's a Philly sports fan.
We've had him on about Embiid for years. That's why he was laughing about it. And I've seen him at Sixers games. Now he's a huge fan.
Love it. 215-592-9494. All right, your reaction to what we saw from the Eagles yesterday. It was a tremendous victory. It really was. Bat of the Bone Award is up ahead. Merrill Montage, how it sounded here on WIP. Ray Diddy at 7:55, plus audio post-game. Hurts, Sirianni, and more.